There's another one of our broadcast partners, and we keep on top of what's happening at the Temple Mount area in Jerusalem, the most sacred piece of real estate in the world for everybody in reality, but in particular for Jews. Judaism has that as the number one sacred piece of property. King David purchased it, paid cash money for it a number of years ago, about 3,000 years ago. And it is going to be in focus during the times of what the Bible refers to as the last days. The book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 1 says, "And in the last days," and it talks about how the Temple Mount will be a centerpiece of the entire universe at that time. But the man we talk with that helps us stay on top of what's happening there at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is Rabbi Yoel Karen. Rabbi, great to talk to you again, my friend.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. You are always so informative. We just look forward to the times when we can have a conversation. I want to talk about the Temple Mount as it relates to the government. A couple of things I want to bring up. One of the ministers, Lapid, I think he's the finance minister, said in his discussions this week that Jerusalem is not up for negotiations. There's some peace talks going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and he said Jerusalem is not going to be on the agenda from his perspective because it's never going to be divided. Now, I think what's significant about that is the fact that Jerusalem is the location of that Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And if he's coming out, and he's somewhat of a liberal politically, if he's coming out and making that statement, that's a good sign as it relates to a continued relationship between the Jews and the Temple Mount, is it not?
It is. It is. We're seeing, you know, I got to tell you, lately I feel like I'm on sort of some sort of a seesaw. You know, something terrible happens, and then we get some sort of encouraging signs like this. Anytime, I don't care who it is, from what side of the political spectrum they are, anytime someone comes out and asserts Jewish sovereignty over Jerusalem, that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Always a good thing. And Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, said Jerusalem will be the center of controversy. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. A burdensome stone, actually too heavy to lift up, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 3. I've heard many of the leaders in the movement to rebuild the temple, one in particular, Rabbi Chaim Richman, tell me that we are living in Zechariah chapter 12 today. And so as Rabbi Karen said, it's going to continually be good news and bad news, good news and bad news. Well, we had the good news. What about the bad news here? The Arab MKs are rejecting Jews praying on the Temple Mount. I guess in the Knesset, the legislative body there in the state of Israel, they have some members of the Knesset that are of Arab background, and they're just saying no way the Jews are going to be able to pray on the Temple Mount as they discuss the possibility of divided times for the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians.
Right. That's exactly what I was talking about when I said I feel like I'm on a seesaw. Last week, I got up early in the morning. I had a group of people in from the United States that wanted to go up to the Temple Mount. I showed up. I was, number one, I was thrilled to see that the line to get into the Temple Mount was backed up all the way from there, the entrance to the Western Wall, backed up all the way out the Dung Gate, out onto the street and down the street towards the City of David. I had never seen anything like that before.
Mm.
But then when I got up to the actual entrance, I was horrified to find that they were still, for the Jews that were bowing down in prayer there a couple of weeks ago, they had implemented a collective punishment on the Jewish people, that no more than 10 Jews were allowed up at a time, and no more Jews would be allowed up until those 10 were off of the mountain. It usually takes about 45 minutes to make a circuit around the Temple Mount and leave the mountain. So 10 Jews every 45 minutes, that adds up to, you know, about 20, 30 Jews a day getting to go up to the Temple Mount out of the hundreds that show up. So it was very disappointing. I sat there. I waited for 2 hours. I was the last. I had the last group to get up that day, and hundreds were waiting behind me and had the door closed on them.
Wow.
So I was very disappointed, frustrated. My boss was with me, who's actually a Jerusalem City Council member. He was detained by the police there. For what reason, I don't know. But very disappointing. And then this week, with these discussions in the Knesset, and to see that, now, we've talked about this before, of how one Knesset member, then another, then Moshe Feiglin, is his coming out, other members of the Interior Ministry coming out in support of the Jews praying on the Temple Mount, the Minister of Infrastructure calling for the Third Temple. Now, the Minister of Religious Affairs of the State of Israel, this is the highest levels of the government, made a call this week for the Chief Rabbinate of Israel, the Office of the Chief Rabbi of Israel, and the government to find a solution as soon as possible for Jewish prayer on the Temple Mount. So that's an earthquake as far as I'm concerned.
Something negative becoming positive. You're taking just a great opportunity to turn that whole thing around. But at the same time, I've got to bring this to your attention. I'm sure you're already aware of it. Hamas down in the Gaza Strip. Now, this is a Palestinian terror organization. That's an absolute. Everybody knows about it. They've been designated that by most of the nations of the world. Hamas coming out and say, we are ready for a terror war to stop Jews visiting the Temple Mount. So it doesn't look, even if the Israeli government gives that approval for Jews to pray up there, does not look like the terrorist element of the Palestinian body politic, Hamas in particular, is going to allow that to happen.
They wouldn't allow us to sit here breathing the air if they could do anything about it. The sad fact for them is they really can't do much about it. If they could wage a terror war and set the ground on fire under our feet, as they claim they'll do, they would have done it long ago. So more empty threats, more empty words. This is typical Arab posturing, and there's really not a whole lot behind it.
Well, I got to tell you, folks, if you're eavesdropping on the conversation, you hear the good and the bad right here on Prophecy Today. Good news, many items that we've talked about with Yoel Karin have been a plus for the Jewish people who have a desire to go up onto the Temple Mount and ultimately rebuild their temple up there. But some bad news along the way, some bumps in the road. And Zechariah the prophet, he was absolutely correct. Chapter 12 and verse 2, Jerusalem, a cup of trembling, a center of controversy, especially in the last days. Rabbi, thank you so very much for joining us. Always a joy to talk with you. We'll talk again soon.
God bless.